Welcome back to the Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm Kate, your host, and today I'm excited to introduce you to Leah Simoglu, Director of Client Success Training. I've had the chance to work with and learn from Leah over the past couple of years, and while I could say this about so many people here, she truly is a wealth of knowledge on everything e-money, but especially on the Getting Started program, which is what we're focusing on in today's episode. I'll leave it to Leah to share all about the Getting Started program, but just know that if you're eager to learn more about the best steps to take when you're starting your work in e-money, this is the perfect episode for you. So here's more on that with my conversation with Leah. Hi, Leah. Thanks for joining the Knowledge Base podcast. Today, we're diving into the Getting Started program that we offer advisors. Before we do that, could you tell users who you are and a little bit about your role here at eMoney?
Thank you so much for having me, Kate. I am the Director of Client Success here at eMoney. I actually just hit my 10-year anniversary with eMoney late last year. Back in the day, I started as a training specialist, traveling around the country, training our advisors on the eMoney tool. I would facilitate in-person workshops, do custom sessions in a firm's office, and have one-on-one phone calls to help onboard new advisors. Now, as the Director of Client Success, I'm always making sure that eMoney's learning offerings are up to date with modern learning techniques that are applicable to our users. I actually have two groups that I work with, the training and coaching teams. The training team provides interactive, navigational, and best practice webinars, and they also provide comprehensive workshops. They train new users, experienced users, and everybody in between. The coaching team provides one-on-one phone calls, which allows the user and the coach to discuss how what they learned from training sessions or e-learning material can be practically applied within their firm and their specific use cases.
Awesome. Thanks, Leah. So exciting to hit 10 years at eMoney and also hear about your evolution here. You've definitely had a role in a lot of different parts of the company, which is super exciting to see. Switching over a little bit to the topic at hand, let's learn more about the Getting Started program. Can you tell users what the Getting Started program is and what it encompasses?
Sure. The Getting Started program is our onboarding program compiled of core concept sessions and consultative coaching calls. The core concepts are provided in an interactive on-demand format so someone can review at their leisure, and they can be found under the training tab on the top of the eMoney screen. The goal of the program is for a new user to get a feel for some of the navigation of our software. Within the core concept sessions are best practices our training specialists have compiled throughout the years of working face-to-face with our users and training on the software on a daily basis. After someone reviews the core concept sessions, we want to make sure they understand how to incorporate the eMoney software into their daily workflow, whether that be doing things like data entry or creating planning recommendations or providing a client-facing experience. The one-on-one consultative coaching sessions are the best vehicle to do that. The coaching team gets to know the user's business goals and objectives. From there, they review standardized topics that a user learned about from the core concept sessions, but they add a little bit more personalization to it. So the coaches review specific firm workflows and utilize client-specific use cases to help connect the dots between the software and an advisor's reality.
Great. That's very informational and educational for our users. And I love that they can do it at their leisure. That really allows for a customizable experience for them. If we had a user who did not want to complete it at their leisure, or I guess who did not want to go kind of back and forth, but wanted to start from beginning to end, how long is it expected to take that advisor to go through the program from start to finish?
Yeah, that's a great question, Kate, because we know that when somebody purchases the software, they want to get to use it as soon as possible and find value in it. So it really depends on the eMoney package that a user purchases, whether they decide to go with our Plus, Pro, or Premier package. But I would say on average, it takes anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks to complete the program. This timeline, exactly like you mentioned, though, is completely dependent upon the user. If someone hasn't reviewed the core concept content before their coaching calls, this can slow down the process, or it can expedite it if someone really takes the bull by the horn and spends all their time in the beginning reviewing that content.
Okay, awesome. Love that you mentioned the core concept content before calls. That's a great transition into what I'm going to ask you next, which is, as an advisor is going through the Getting Started program, is it recommended that they come to certain calls prepared with certain things on their end? I imagine that the coach who's working with that advisor really wants to make sure that the advisor is truly getting the most that they can out of each call. But what does that look like?
Yeah, you really hit the nail on the head with that one. The success coaching calls are truly consultative. So it is important to take advantage of that service to the fullest extent. To do that, reviewing the corresponding core concept session ahead of time, so before that call, and then practicing what you learn within your own login will allow you to spend your time with the coach wisely. The coaching team can then review workflow recommendations that would be specific to your practice. They can review use cases of clients you have. They can role play or practice how to use the interactive tools with you, which, as I'm sure you can imagine, all of those are extremely interactive and impactful, but only if you have a basic foundation of the software first. And a user only gets a certain number of coaching calls, so it'd be a shame for someone to waste any sessions with a coach reviewing items that they could have learned beforehand.
It definitely feels like there are ways that the user can truly make the most of the experience. Like you said, coming to the calls prepared with certain things. And of course, we want the advisor to be able to get the most out of the Getting Started program and get the most out of what we're offering them, because hopefully that will just lend them to do successful work in eMoney and in their practice. What type of supplemental resources can advisors utilize between the various calls within the Getting Started program?
Within the training tab that anyone can find in the top right-hand corner of their screen, there are courses that are labeled with specific topics. And each one of these courses include not only the core concept sessions that someone should review prior to any coaching calls, but there's additional e-learning content on each topic as well. A user can find additional things like practice activities and knowledge checks, and that helps to confirm that they're proficient on a topic or that they at least understand the basics when they're working through it.
Love that. Great. Love that they can kind of access that training tab whenever they need, before, during, or after the Getting Started program. Is the Getting Started program something that the advisors can revisit? Obviously, like the training materials that we offer them within the help menu are, but is the work that they do throughout the program something that they can really continue to reference as they use eMoney in financial planning for their clients?
Definitely. The Getting Started program is really intended to help a new user get up to speed on the software. The core concept sessions and coaching calls being intertwined, that's intentional. You know, we wanted to make sure that, you know, this process allows the content to really stick within someone's day-to-day and when they're using the software and learning. The feedback we've gotten from users who have completed the program is that eMoney becomes ingrained within their processes, so it helps them get the repetition they need to really understand the software. With that said, as you mentioned, you know, we know our users aren't robots. So if they need a refresher on a topic, they can always return to the training tab to review any of the core concept sessions or e-learning content that we mentioned before.
Yeah, I think that that will be super helpful for users to understand that they do always have those materials at their fingertips and that they can use them along the way. It's not meant to be a siloed experience of, you know, you do this training and then you're done with it forever. It's something that they can kind of continue to use for their benefit as they set up plans for their clients and they learn about the new features within eMoney. So Getting Started program, the words itself definitely make it feel like it's for that new user who's really getting started with eMoney. But a lot of what eMoney has to offer and a lot of what we offer in terms of training and e-learning and coaching, I believe can still be of value to those advisors who have used eMoney for quite some time. So how do you feel the Getting Started program is of value to the advisor who maybe is a little bit more experienced in eMoney?
Yeah, as you had mentioned, Kate, the Getting Started program is geared to a newer user on our software, right? It's intended to be some of the navigational point and click, pairing that with, you know, how to integrate it into workflows. With that being said, if a user switches firms or they upgrade their license and they now have, more products that they're reviewing, a coach can still provide value. They can provide examples of efficiencies and workflow or process improvements that a user maybe didn't know about. However, if there are users who are more proficient on the software, I would recommend the intermediate and advanced live webinar series. They're really the continuous learning that we would have somebody review after they've completed the Getting Started program. The intermediate series, they are live and hosted daily at 11 a.m. Eastern and are also available on demand. And some of those topics include diving deeper with reports and entering portfolio assets. The advanced series consists of webinars focused on deeper planning topics. These sessions are hosted live weekly at 2 p.m. Eastern and also available on demand. And this is where a user can go in depth on topics like estate planning, annuities, business interests, stock options, and charitable giving.
I love that you talked about those specific topics because I think a lot of advisors might be looking for something a little bit more niche for their business needs and for the needs of their clients. So I think taking it outside just the Getting Started program, giving them some tangible resources to walk away with, and directing them for where they can go to access them is super helpful. So thank you for that additional info. When you think about the advisors who have had the most success with using eMoney, which ultimately we want to create advisors who feel so confident in using the application, when you think about those who've had the most success, what have they done with the Getting Started program that really helped lead them to that success?
Successful users have followed the prescribed order of operations that we laid out for the program, both in content and in process. So we spoke a lot about the process before, meaning you're going to review the core concepts ahead of time and then attend the coaching calls. But in terms of content, we are extremely methodical on the order in which we prescribe the different topics. A great example of this is making sure that someone would have already gone through and established their connections and added those feeds ahead of time prior to creating their first plan or launching a client website. We know that those are the really fun things that advisors maybe want to do at the moment that they log into the software. But our onboarding program is designed to go in order of ensuring that someone has the most success and is the most efficient when setting up and then using our platform.
Very helpful. I totally understand the feeling. It's like when you get a new gift or a piece of technology or something that you're so excited to use and you rip it open and the directions end up somewhere in the trash.
Exactly.
And then you are stuck learning how to use it on your own when really the directions were there as a guide to help you understand it and get the most out of what it is that you're trying to use. So super helpful.
That's a phenomenal analogy. Yeah, that's the best That's the best one I've heard all day, Kate.
Oh, good. Well, I'm hopeful that advisors will leave this and feel like, okay, I'm super excited, but I will follow the plan that they've kind of set forth for me and not just rush into it and then feel more confused.
Exactly.
So with that being said, what is one piece of advice that you have for the advisor who is just learning e-money and who is just about to begin the Getting Started program?
For the advisor who is just about to begin the Getting Started program, I can't emphasize enough how important it is to review the content within the core concept sessions or the courses before a success coaching call. Most companies don't offer the one-on-one consultative coaching that we do included in someone's onboarding package. So ensuring that you spend that time discussing how these concepts will align to your business processes are extremely valuable. I would much rather you spend your time talking to these topics than reviewing navigational point and click. And for the advisor who is just starting to learn e-money, it is important to get into the software and practice. Nobody wants to hear that, right? That's not fun. I wish I could just click a button and it all magically works. But it's really important to have that practical application. So doing simple things like adding yourself as a client in the software or utilizing one of our sample clients to help you put into practice what you learn from the Getting Started program. Committing to learning this tool will provide positive outcomes for your business and your clients. And practicing is really a great way to do that.
Completely agree. I think that our coaches bring so much value to an advisor's experience. Having talked to advisors who've gone through the coaching process, who feel more confident after working one-on-one and having that experience to ask questions that are a little bit more specific to what they're working on in the application and have that opportunity to do those trainings between calls and then kind of go back to their coach and revisit things, that I know has been a very valuable experience for advisors and really just helps us understand what it is that they're working on as well and what they really want to be able to do with the application. Thank you so much, Leah. This was so incredibly helpful. For an advisor who's listening to this podcast and they're wondering how they can learn more about the Getting Started program or ask us questions, where can they go to do that?
So when someone first signs up with eMoney, and they're eligible for a coach and the Getting Started program, a coach reaches out to you multiple times via email. So be on the lookout for that. It can come to some, unassuming places, checking, junk and spam folders just in case, because that's how we schedule our first call with you on our coaching team. Someone can also go to the training tab in the top right of the eMoney screen to review the core concept sessions like we talked about. And if there are questions that can't be answered from there, someone can always reach out to our client support team and they can get the answers to your questions.
Great. Thank you so much, Leah. I am confident that people will leave this episode feeling ready to get started and hopefully go through the Getting Started program if they have not already and really work on utilizing what we have to offer them so that they can get the most out of eMoney and ultimately create awesome plans for their clients and really create that interactive financial planning experience. So thank you so much for joining and for sharing all that you have to offer and know about eMoney.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Knowledge Base Podcast, where we dove into all that the Getting Started program offers you as an advisor using eMoney. If you have questions on anything from my conversation with Leah, or if you have a topic you'd like us to cover on the podcast, please send us a message at knowledgebasedcontent@emoneyadvisor.com.